The NYPD has vowed to beef up police presence at polling places on Election Day this year, primarily, it says, to deter voter intimidation. But in other states like New Jersey and North Carolina, election officials are taking steps to restrict officers from voting sites because some voters say the police themselves are intimidating. For more, let's bring in Sean Morales Doyle, a deputy director at the Brennan Center who focuses on voting rights and elections. Sean, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So this may seem like a very 2020 dilemma. Some people feel safe with police officers around while others do not. Can you lay out what some of the rules are, really depending on where you live?
Sure. So the laws vary across the country. There are parts of the country where police are required to be at polling places. And then there are parts of the country where the police are essentially prohibited from being at polling places unless they're called there. Right? There's nowhere where police are banned from polling places, but there are a number of states where police are not going to be sort of preemptively posted at polling places, and their job is to respond to the calls from election officials. And the idea is that elections should be run by election officials, not by law enforcement. These are not meant to be high tension situations, but rather a public opportunity for civic engagement. And in the vast majority of situations, polling places and elections go off without a hitch. There are reasons for police to come occasionally. There are times when things go wrong, but that is, as I said, the rare situation.
Mm-hmm. The New York City Police Benevolent Association, which describes itself as the largest municipal police union in the world, endorsed President Trump earlier this summer, and it's the first time in decades that this organization has made a presidential endorsement. Does this complicate this latest move by the NYPD to have more officers out on Election Day?
I think that if people could be confident that police were not engaging in outwardly political behavior while doing their jobs, that whether or not their union takes a political position would be sort of beside the point. Unfortunately, there have been a couple of instances recently where police have taken outwardly political positions while on duty. I think the police forces, for what it's worth, have made clear that that's inappropriate and have said they shouldn't be doing that. But I think that, you know, it's that crossing of the line that makes people, that raises concerns for folks. And it contributes to concerns about intimidation, voter intimidation by the police, which is unfortunate.
You mentioned examples of police intimidation. There was a photo of an officer in Miami that was widely shared on social media. He was at an early voting site wearing a Trump face mask. He's now facing discipline. And of course, this is a more extreme example. But if people feel intimidated or uncomfortable with a police officer at their polling place, what can they do?
Anybody that's experiencing voter intimidation should let poll workers know, let elections officials know, and call 1-866-OUR-VOTE, the election protection hotline. And that goes for any type of intimidation, right? Some of the reasons people are calling for police to be at the polls is because of other forms of voter intimidation. And All voter intimidation is illegal. It's illegal under federal law. It's illegal under many state laws. Most of the time, we don't have an issue, and people should feel comfortable and confident going out and exercising their right to vote.
Sean Morales Doyle is a deputy director at the Brennan Center who focuses on voting rights and elections. Sean, thank you very much.
Thank you.